Hello, welcome to Get More Referrals Today podcast. Great to be with you. My name is Michael Griffiths, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. I want to talk to you today about something which I think most people overlook, and that's why most of the time your referral relationships fizzle out and die. But before I do that, make sure you're part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group. Make sure you've got your 9-point referral game plan. Look in the description below and join us on our YouTube channel and across our social platforms. We're providing great information every single day on how to build your business through referrals, through your networks, and through partnerships. So let's get into today. Why do most referral relationships fizzle out and die? What kills them? It's not through a lack of trying, or it's not through a lack of intention. So what actually is it? Well, to me, it's a symptom of society, but it's also a symptom of our own thinking. See, we get pulled in so many different directions. We've got so many different shiny objects. We keep zigging and zagging and putting our fingers in too many pies. And in the end, life gets busy. And when life gets busy, we forget to stay in touch. We forget to enhance the relationship. We forget to simply just ask, how are you going? What can I do for you? How can I help you? See, referral relationships are built on connection. The connection is what forms the trust. The trust is what then gives us confidence. And the confidence is then what allows us to want to do things for other people. Because the last thing we actually want to do is make a mistake. We don't want to refer someone who knows us, likes us, trusts us to somebody who then lets them down. It's the number one thing that stops people from referring. How will it make me look? Now, unfortunately, for someone to overcome that, they need to have confidence and trust in you'll do the right thing. See, the silly thing is, you still might not do the right thing because there are some things that happen which are out of your control, which unfortunately makes the situation horrible. So you can't ever have 100% control over it anyway. But the meaning that we attach to, well, I'll only refer if this person does a great thing, doesn't let me down, and it makes me look good, is why the relationship, the connection is so important. And that's really what it is. It's a connection. So as humans, because life's so busy, because society's so full on, because we're being pulled in every single direction, depending on the type of person, you can lose connection really fast. So connection in your referral relationship, you really sort of have to look at it as from a bigger picture, and that's just connection in general, connection in any relationship that you have. And you need to understand what is important to the other person in terms of them feeling connected to you. So a lot of that is around understanding, how do they want to be communicated to? How do they best respond? What type of personality are they? Now, I don't need you to go out or expect you to be able to go out and learn psychology, but these are things that you've got to take note of and you've got to at least start to understand a little bit. Otherwise, you can't be truly successful at building referral relationships and getting the most out of those relationships. It's really just luck. So when I first start talking to someone who potentially could be a referral source, a referral relationship, there's lots of questions that I ask, but I'm asking the questions looking at the language they're using, how they're responding, because that tells me more the type of person they are. What is their map of the world? What is their blueprint? From their past experiences, how did they see that things should happen? See, because once I understand that, then I can understand I'm the person that needs to be flexible if this is going to work. I'm the one that needs to probably adapt a little bit, that changes a little bit, if I want it to work. And that's the key. You don't have to have it to work. That's up to you. We get around, and funny enough, sort of like the five closest people, we tend to have the same mannerisms as those people. It's just like the good old saying, the five closest people will be the sum of their net worth, will be the sum of your net worth. And it's just simply because the people we are around more often, we become more like them. Their mannerisms, their behaviors naturally rub off on us, and vice versa. So at the beginning, I might need to adapt a little bit, but in the end, my mannerisms will rub off on them also. So as you build your connection with your referral partners, you need to understand, are they a personality type that is very big on feel and emotion? Are they dot point, let's get straight to it, get out of here, let's get on with things type of person? Do they enjoy talking? Do they not want to enjoy talking? Do they enjoy the human voice? So picking up the phone is more important than an email or an SMS. So they're the things you need to understand, because they're the things that help build connection. And connection equals trust. Trust equals confidence. Confidence equals more walking billboards with people talking about how good you are, which obviously equals more referrals. All starts with connection. So many people focus in on the wrong thing. So many people focus in on, well, if we have the same networks, we'll be able to be great referral partners. No. It's like dot point number five, not even 1 to 4. Because if they don't have the same mindset and values, then you won't want to build connection. It'll be a chore. It won't be fun. And if all of that's the case, then it doesn't matter how great their network is. Nothing will take place. That's why finding referral partners quite often is better done with people who are already part of your network, that you already have some sort of connection and relationship with. Now, the great referral partners, the part of this that why it fizzles out and dies for most people is because we don't keep the connection. And as soon as we feel that we're not growing, that we're not significant, that we're not contributing, they're all just part of our six core needs, then the relationship fizzles out. But for most people, they don't understand why it fizzles out. But underlying, that is it. So the more action plans that you create with one another, the more connection you are instantly creating. We talk all the time to our partnership club guys around brain chemicals. Are you creating dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin? Are you making that person feel? And that's what connection does. When you do connection well, therefore the other person feels closer to you, bonded to you, the relationship is stronger, therefore the trust has to be greater, therefore they'll want to do more for you. See, understanding the behind emotion psychology of it is fascinating to why it works. But for most of us, we don't go to that sort of understanding that sort of conscious level. As I said, I don't need you to get a degree in psychology, but you need to understand some simple basics. And the first big one is connection is what determines how successful your referral relationships, your referral partners, your referral sources, and how much gets done with one another dictates. If you think of an example where your referral relationship fizzled out and died, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. If you were to ask, how good was the connection between me and them? How often did we communicate? How often did we create action plans with one another? How often did I just reach out to build the bond? Now, I can just about guarantee they're probably going to be negative answers to those questions. That's why your referral relationship fizzled out and died, because it was both too hard for one another. Your referral relationship, no different to any other relationship in your life. You've got two humans that the more connected they are, the greater trust there is, the more they want to do to help one another, more referrals get passed. So I want you to have a think from today. What are you doing right now with your referral relationships? How well do you actually understand your referral partner? What's their makeup? How do they want to be communicated to? What sort of things are you doing that enhances connection, which enhances trust, which enhances confidence, which enhances someone wanting to be able to do things and help you? And put a plan in place right now to change that with your current partners. Hopefully that's been super helpful. It's why most referral relationships fizzle out and die, because we don't focus in enough on connection and the little things that we can be doing that make us feel more connected to the other person. You can control this. You can influence this. By doing little items, you can make the other person feel more connected to you. That's what you've got to do to have great referral relationships. Hey, if you're not part of our $1 million referral network group on Facebook, make sure you search the $1 million referral network or click on the links in the description below wherever you happen to be listening to this. And come hang out with us there. Grab our 9-point referral game plan at michaelgriffiths.com.au/plan. And if you're wanting help building your $1 million referral system, getting more referral sources, creating joint ventures, systemizing client referrals, using your networks more effectively, leveraging through partnerships, then make sure you reach out and let us help create a plan with you. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon. See you later, all.